What is happening, everybody, and welcome back to the Fitness Dad podcast. And thank you again for tuning in to another episode. What we're going to talk about in today's episode are three things that you can do as an aging woman, which is going to hugely improve the quality of your life, your health, and your chances of successful weight loss. Okay, these are three staple things. You know, when you're getting to that age, maybe 40 and over, which tends to typically be when women might be starting the perimenopause, these things are going to be more important now than ever. They always was important. They always was the staples of a healthy lifestyle. There always was going to be some of the main factors which is going to make dieting and weight loss and maintaining a weight you're happy with easy. But now, getting to that stage in life as a woman, now these are going to be so much more important now than ever for your long-term health. Okay. And the first one is going to be increasing the amount of protein you consume per day. Okay, now this is going to be hugely important because as you start to get to those ages, and every woman's going to be slightly different when they start to enter the perimenopause, but it's normally typically over 40 at some stage. Okay, like I said, every woman's different. However, this advice applies to every woman, no matter what stage you do start it. Now, when you do start to hit the perimenopause, go through the menopause, you're going to start to go through those hormonal changes, which are going to make a difference to how you manage to maintain muscle tissue. Okay. And we want to always hold on to and maintain as much muscle tissue as possible. Now, I'm not talking like big, bulky, like thinking about bodybuilder type muscles, but all of us have muscle tissue. Your muscles literally make everything on your body function. They make every limb and everything move. And they're important as you get to that stage in life because of the fact you start to deplete those muscles unless you are doing these few things which are going to help maintain that muscle tissue again. Protein is one of the significant things to make sure that you maintain it. Now, think about, like, you may be thinking, you know, I'm only just reaching 40. I've only just started feeling like I'm starting the perimenopause. So, you know, yeah, I still feel quite young. But if you don't kind of address something like this, and you allow that muscle wastage to happen year after year after year, it's later on down the line when you're like in your 70s and your 80s that's going to have the biggest impact, because it's going to have an impact on how your body moves, how your body works. And that's going to have an impact on your quality of life at that age. Okay, so these are the reasons why focusing on these things are really important. And by increasing the amount of protein, it's going to help maintain that muscle tissue, okay? What you want to try and be doing is, most women will fit in the range of wanting to consume roughly between 80 to 100 grams of protein per day. Now, at the moment, you might not consume anywhere near that. So I don't expect someone who's consuming 30 grams a day to go straight away to consuming 100 grams, because it's going to take your body a little bit of time to adjust to that, to adjust to the behaviors that are necessary to be able to increase that amount of protein in your diet each day, to for your appetite to adjust to that. Because what you're going to find is, as you start to increase the amount of protein you're consuming, it's going to start making you feel a lot more full, which again, on a side note, is another positive if your goal is weight loss, okay? But roughly 80 to 100 grams. Now, again, every woman is different. Every woman's an individual, but majority of the clients that I work with fall into around those categories. Now, if you were to work with me, we'd work out exactly how much roughly of a protein goal we're going to aim towards for your, you, your body weight, all of that stuff taken into account, height, etc. Now, so how would that look? How would increasing that look in your actual diet? And with a lot of my clients, I say, look, let's look at your goal is 80 to 100 grams. So over your three main meals of the day, 20 to 25 grams of protein at each of those main meals, breakfast, lunch, dinner. Then we're going to look at adding in a snack or two in between and around those meals, which again contain roughly 15 to 20 grams of protein. Okay, that's how you can distribute it evenly across your day, so it's easier to consume that amount. The other great thing about that is by evenly distributing it throughout your day, is protein makes you feel more full, takes a lot more time for the body to break it down, uses a lot more energy. So it leaves you feeling a lot more full, which if you've broken that down over your three main meals and maybe a snack or two throughout the day, what it's also going to do, it's going to leave you feeling much fuller throughout that day, which means you're less likely to consume more throughout that day. You're less likely to want to snack more in between those meals, which is great if your goal is weight loss or even trying to maintain a body weight that you're happy with, because it's going to mean that your overall amount of calories you're consuming per day is likely to go down because you're feeling more full and satisfied. As well as protein, the other thing I'd maybe look at is increasing the amount of fiber that you're consuming. Because again, that's going to have another impact on your appetite, but also where we get fiber from: fruit, vegetables, salad. So making sure that you're, you know, for breakfast, lunch and dinner, you're having some variant of those things to ramp up the amount of fiber that you're consuming per day. One, you know, fiber's going to make it a lot easier for you to go to the toilet. Two, all of those things are going to be full of lots of nutrients, good for your health. And three, it's also going to have an impact on you feeling more full. The great thing about it as well is those things tend to be lower in calories. So you could have your protein source with dinner, huge amount of vegetables with that as well. So it allows you to increase the amount of food volume without there being a huge amount of calories within that as well. So from a diet perspective, another good thing. The other thing that you want to try and do, so protein, it's going to have a significant impact on your overall health. The other thing you've got to remember with that is bone density. Bone density starts to get affected as you age. And by increasing the amount of protein and increasing the amount of resistance training, which we're going to talk about in a minute, is going to help improve and keep you with a nice strong bone density. Because again, you have to think about those later years, 70, 80, older, that if you have a fall in the winter and you've got poor bone density, really brittle bones, you're more likely to break a bone. By increasing the amount of protein, increasing things like resistance training, looking after yourself now and continuing that on is going to benefit you later on in life. Okay. And sometimes we get so focused on now and not necessarily thinking about our long-term health. Okay, so from a diet point of view, the other thing you want to try and do, and increasing the amount of protein in your diet is going to help you do this, like we just spoke about, is reducing the amount of processed foods that you're consuming. Okay, this is going to make weight loss a lot easier. A lot of women, when they start to get to this stage in life, they start to get this kind of feeling, look, things that I used to do diet-wise, exercise-wise, or maybe I used to consume a certain amount of food, I used to get away with being able to eat this, doesn't seem to work anymore. And this is a common thing that I hear time and time again with clients that are over 40, female clients, is that things that I always used to do just don't seem to work anymore. I seem to be storing more body fat in areas that I didn't used to. I seem to, you know, diets that I've tried in the past don't seem to work anymore. And this can be just down to behavioral shifts and patterns as you've aged, change in lifestyle, how you're living. But focusing on simple things with your diet that also allow you to not necessarily feel like you are on a diet. So it's about looking at it from a more long-term point of view of changing your way of eating and your habits and everything. And that increasing the amount of protein is one of them, and reducing the amount of processed foods that you consume. Trying not to consume too much processed food. Tends to be more calorific, tends to be not just generally not as good for you. But by reducing those things, it makes it easier again for you to be in a deficit or maintain a body weight that you're happy with. That first one of increasing the amount of protein because of how it affects your appetite is going to make reducing processed food consumption a lot easier because you feel more full. The third thing that we're going to talk about that's incredibly important for aging women, women over 40, perimenopause, menopausal women, that is going to have an impact on your health, but also going to help you lose weight and create a healthier lifestyle is resistance training. Now, it's never too late to start resistance training. And again, this might be the most important time of your life. In actual fact, it is the most important time of your life to start doing it if you've never done it before, for several reasons. For the fact that you, sorry, my train of thought just went off there. Something distracted me in the background. So, increasing the amount of starting resistance training, even if you've never done it before, is going to benefit your future health. Okay. So now, more than ever, it's going to be important for you to start doing it. Now, I'm not talking about, again, sometimes people think, what you mean, like going in the gym in the weight area with all those bodybuilders? And if it's something you've never done before, maybe you find it intimidating. Maybe you've tried it in the past and you don't like it. Maybe you've never tried it before, but you just presume that's not going to be for me because you look at the stereotypical people that we relate resistance training to. But resistance training can be in the comfort of your own home. It can be just starting off with your body weight. I have so many clients that we just, first of all, start with body weight because you can create a decent resistance just using your own body weight. Then, when that person gets stronger and fitter, we might say, okay, let's invest in some resistance bands or a dumbbell or a kettlebell, and just adding a bit of weight now, a bit of resistance in to those exercises. And then it could progress on to going down the gym. But the benefit to this, again, comes from maintaining that muscle tissue. So, for you to maintain muscle tissue, which we've already spoken about, is going to be starting to deplete as you age, for you to maintain that muscle tissue, you also need to use it. So if it's not being used, your body will start to lose it. So increasing the amount of protein is going to help, but also resistance training of some form, because you're encouraging the body to maintain that and even grow new muscle. And again, we're not talking about big bodybuilding, bulging biceps. We're talking about just the muscles that help your body function in a good way every day. Okay. So by using them, you're not going to lose them. That sounds really cheesy and corny. Use it before you lose it. Okay. But literally, that is it. You increasing the amount of resistance training. And again, it doesn't have to be hours and hours. 3 times a week is always a good ballpark, but that could be 3 times Monday, Wednesday, Friday for 10 to 20 minutes at home with a kettlebell. It's just encouraging your body to make sure that it knows that this muscle is something that you need and something you want to hang on to. So, combining that resistance training along with the increased amount of protein is going to help you maintain that. And again, later on down the line, you're going to thank yourself that you started doing this. Even if you are now in your 40s and you've never done it before, it's never too late to start. Now is the perfect time to start. But later on down the line, when you're 70, 80, or maybe even in your 90s, you're going to be so happy that you did start that. And remember, even if you're, let's say you're 41, you've still got 40 years of resistance training before you hit 80. That's a long time. That's a long time of repeating that thing. working on getting stronger and building muscle. Because when you're 80, you're going to thank the 40-year-old version of yourself that you started doing this, because you're going to still find everyday tasks okay. You're still going to be able to carry heavy bags of shopping. You're still going to be able to lift up boxes around your home. You're still going to be able to go up and down the stairs. These are the simple things that you maybe take for granted now, that if you haven't looked after yourself, are going to be more difficult then. And in order to maintain that quality of life, let's say you love going shopping, okay? Well, you're going to need a certain amount of ability from your body to be able to do that. And you want to carry on doing that for as long as you possibly can. If you can carry on doing that in your 80s, awesome. Maybe you love horse riding. Maybe you love surfing. You want to carry on doing these things for as long as you possibly can. And building and maintaining muscle is going to be key in that happening. Okay. And again, like we said, if you fall over, the stronger you are, the stronger your bone density is, the more muscle you're going to have. In those later years, the more beneficial it's going to be. But also, there's the now. Okay, so if we're thinking about focusing on the now, getting stronger is going to make you feel more confident. It's going to change how your body looks, which is maybe a goal for you at the moment. You want to feel more comfortable in your clothing. You want your clothes to fit nicer. Those things are going to have an impact on that. So don't, I think a lot of women who haven't done resistance training up until this point have not done it because they either think about it in a stereotypical gym, bodybuilding, the weight area, that area you don't want to go to, or they think, I'm just not going to enjoy that because I don't fit into that stereotype, or they just don't understand the importance of it. But remember, like I said, you can do that in the comfort of your own home. You could find a local class where people do, group like resistance training classes. There's lots of things like that out there. Maybe you find it better going with friends. You like the social side of it, that kind of thing. Find some of that to do, but start doing it. These three main things are going to improve the quality of your life as an aging woman, and they're going to make dieting, losing weight, maintaining a body weight that you are happy with much easier as an aging woman. And these three things are more important now than they've ever been if you're not already doing them. Increase the amount of protein and fiber you're consuming, reduce the amount of processed foods, and start resistance training if you're not already. Now, the other thing about this stage in life is, like I said, if you're perimenopausal, menopausal, you've got all of those symptoms that are going to make sticking to these behaviors more challenging and more difficult. So before, you might have found maintaining a body weight or dieting and losing weight a lot easier. Now, because you've got these symptoms to deal with, sleepless nights, which is going to make you more tired, which is going to affect your mood, which is going to affect your appetite, it's going to make sticking to these behaviors slightly more difficult. That's where maybe you need a little bit of support. And that's where I come into things. If you want some help and support, you feel like you've got to the stage in your life where things that I used to do don't seem to be working anymore, maybe you need to reach out, get a little bit of help, a little bit of support. Head to the show notes, email me, reach out to me on social media. There's plenty of ways down there that you can contact me. And let's have a little chat and see if I can help you. Apart from that, thanks for tuning in, and I'll see you, which I won't, you'll hear me in the next episode.